The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran. The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another beautiful story of Quran before you in today's episode. As usual, we try to bring a new and interesting story from the Holy Quran before you in every episode, so we can learn the moral lessons that are hidden in that very story, and we can also understand the message of the Holy Quran. We can also come to know about the beautiful stories that are mentioned in the Holy Quran. So like always, today, once again, we've come up with a very beautiful, interesting story for our viewers. What is that story? This story, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is about a cow. And it is known to be the most expensive cow of the world. Such cow, which has such value, which has never been compared to in the past. And there can neither be any cow in the future which would amount to the value of that very cow. It was a very significant cow, and it was so significant that the surah, the chapter in the Holy Quran in which this cow has been discussed, that chapter has been named after the cow. The cow in Arabic is called Bakara, and this very surah, this very chapter in which this cow has been mentioned, is spoken about, has been named after the same very cow, i.e. the surah is called Surah Baqarah. So we also come to know that this very famous surah of the Holy Quran, this beautiful surah of the Holy Quran, is also named after this very cow, this very significant cow, this very sacred cow, which we are going to learn about today. So the story behind this cow was that there was a very pious person in Bani Israel, and this very pious person, he had a very young son. Now, under his possession, he had only one calf, a baby cow, you can say, and this was the only property he had. Now, just before his death, he took that calf to the jungle, and he left it by the bush. By one of the bush in the jungle, he leaves this calf, this baby cow over there, and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, O Allah, I leave this calf under your protection until my son reaches puberty, until my son grows up. Now, after saying this, after making this dua, this pious person, he passes away, he dies. And on the other hand, as he dies, his calf, the baby cow that he left in the jungle, that also grows up to be a cow, that also grows up to become a cow. And on the other hand, the son that this righteous person left behind, that son also grew up, and he also became a righteous man now. Before he was a child, now he grew up to be a righteous man. And this very child who grew up to be a righteous man, he became a very obedient son of his mother as well. As when the father passed away, his mother was the sole guardian of this very child. But now, the father has passed away, and the baby cow that he left in the jungle by the bush, that cow has also grown up. So, the cow also turned out to be a grown-up cow, and this child, this son, has also grown up to be a righteous man, a righteous individual. So, he was very obedient to his mother. How obedient he was, and how pious he was, that he had divided his nights into three parts. In one part of the night, he would sleep, In the other part of the night, he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the third part of the night, he would serve his mother. And this is how beautifully he would spend his night on daily basis. Now, for living, what did he used to do? For living, every day he used to go to the jungle and fetch some wood. And then he would go to the city and sell that wood. Now, the money he would earn by selling that wood, how he would spend this, that he would again divide this money into three parts. And one of the parts of his earned money, he would spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would give it in as a sadaqah. The second part of this earned money, he would use it for his own personal needs. And the third share, the third part of this earned money, he would give it to his mother. So this is how pious he was, how obedient he was, and this is how he divided his earned money into three parts as well. Now, one day, his mother said to him that, O beloved son, your father, he left one calf, one baby cow as inheritance for you in the jungle, and he left it tied by such and such bush, which was under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you should go to that bush and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words, that O Rabb of Sayyiduna Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq alayhimus salam, return me what my father left under your protection. So his mother told him to go by the so and so bush and supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words. So she further said that the calf, this baby cow, well now which has grown up to be cow, she would be yellow colored and its skin would be glistening in such a way as though as the rays of sun are emitting out of it. So this is the description of the cow that the mother gave to her son and told him to go to the jungle and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this cow to be returned back to you. And how would you recognize this cow, that it is the same cow? She gave a small description as well, mentioning the color of the cow and how glistering it would be, as if the rays of sun are emitting out of it. So hearing this, following the instructions of his mother, he goes to the jungle by the same bush and supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same words which were told to him by his mother. Now, as soon as he makes this dua, makes this supplication, all of a sudden the cow comes running to him and stands by him. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned this cow back to this very pious man, which actually belonged to his father. So after the cow came back to him, he grabbed hold of the cow and brought it home. Now his mother said that, O son, take this cow to the market and sell it for 3 dinars, but do not sell it to any buyer without consulting me. So now, after he brought this cow back to home, his mother's telling him to go to the market and sell this cow for 3 dinars. And whichever buyer you sell to, make sure you consult with me before selling it to him. Now, in those days, the market value of the cow was around 3 dinars. Hence, the mother told the son to sell it for 3 dinars. Now, the son, he takes the cow to the market, and one buyer comes to the market, a buyer for the cow. Now this buyer, he in fact was an angel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this angel in the shape of a buyer to this pious man who was holding this cow. Now the angel said to him that, I will pay you more than 3 dinars on the condition that you sell me this cow without consulting with your mother. Now, to this, the boy replied that, no matter how much you pay me for this cow, I will not sell this cow unless I have consulted my mother over this. So this person, he goes back home and consults with his mother and relates the whole incident, the whole story, that a buyer has come to me and he's saying that he will pay me more than 3 dinars for this cow, but he's laid a condition that I shall not consult with you. So what shall I do? So the mother, she said that perhaps the buyer was an angel. So, O son, consult with him that whether you should sell the cow or not. The mother was also a very pious person, so she also realized that this buyer is an angel who's come in the shape of a buyer to my son. So she instructs her son that take guidance from him, consult with him that whether you should sell the cow or not. So the boy, he consulted with the buyer, who in fact was an angel in the market, that whether he should sell the cow or not. So the angel, he said that do not sell the cow yet. Do not sell the cow now. In future, the people of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they will buy this cow off from you. He further said that when they come to buy this cow from you, then demand the price equal to the amount of gold that can be filled in the hide of this cow. So you should ask them for this much money when they come to buy it off you. Don't sell it for 3 dinars to them. Ask them for the money equal to the amount of gold that you can fit into the hide of this cow. Those people, they will happily pay you the amount of this cow. So this is what the angel instructs and guides this boy to do. Now after this incident, a few days later, a very rich person of Bani Israel, who was named Amil, he got killed by 2 of his cousins, and they threw his dead body in a desolated place, in a desolated area. Now next morning, the search for the murderers, it began, because people found out that Amil, he has been killed, he's been murdered. So they started to look for the murderers, that who exactly has killed him. Now after they couldn't get any trace, they couldn't find any clues, they went in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked about the murderer, as in who exactly killed Amil, who is behind the murder of Amil. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered them to slaughter a cow and then strike the body of Amil with the tongue or the bone of the tail of the slaughtered cow. Now what this would do is that it would make Amil resurrect for a little while, and he will tell you the name of his killers, and then he will die again. So this is what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he initially instructed Bani Israel to do. To get a cow, slaughter it, and strike the body of Amil with its tongue or the bone of the tail. Now after this, Bani Israel, they started raising questions and arguments regarding the age and color and further descriptions of the cow. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept describing the cow to them, that it should be of this color, it should be of this age, it should be carrying these properties, it should be of this color, etc. So when everything was finalized, then Bani Israel, they understood that what kind of cow is needed. So they set out such kind of cow. Now, whilst they were searching for such kind of cow, they reached the same cow which this boy had, which he went to the market to sell for 3 dinars, and the angel told him not to sell it at this very point, to wait for the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to come to you, and then you should sell it to them to the price equal to the gold, the amount of gold that can be fitted into the hide of this cow. So the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, when they got to the cow of this boy, they realized that this was the same very cow that they were looking for. That very cow met the descriptions that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Bani Israel for the cow to be slaughtered. Therefore, they paid the boy the same amount of money which he demanded for, which was the amount equal to the gold that could be fitted into the hide of that very cow. So they paid him that much money, that much amount of money, and then they slaughtered the cow. Now, after slaughtering the cow, they hit the corpse of the deceased Amil with either the tongue or the bone of the tail of the cow. And what this did was, it resurrected Amil, and he relayed the names of the killers. He said that his killers were two sons of his uncle who killed him out of the greed of wealth. So after saying this, after telling this, Amil, he died again. Therefore, both of the killers, they were sentenced to capital punishment, and the child of the pious person who was very obedient to his mother, he became very, very rich. So this, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, was the story behind the most expensive cow of the world, and how the value of this cow increased so much that there has neither been any cow in the past that valued this much, and nor would be there any cow in future that would reach to the value of this cow. Now, this beautiful incident has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in very beautiful words. And how is it mentioned? It's mentioned in Surah Baqarah, verses number 67 to 73, in the following words. And remember when Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They said, are you making fun of us? He answered, I seek refuge in Allah from being amongst the ignorant ones. They said, pray to your Lord that he may describe the cow to us. Said Musa, he says that it is a cow neither old nor very young, but in between. So do what you are commanded. They said, pray to your Lord that he may reveal its color to us. Answered Musa, he says, it is a yellow cow, bright in color, pleasing to the beholders. They said, pray to your Lord that he may clearly describe the cow to us. Indeed, all cows look alike to us. And if Allah wills, we will attain guidance. Said Musa, he says, she is a cow not made to work, neither harvesting the soil nor watering the fields, flawless and spotless. They said, you have now conveyed the proper fact. So they sacrificed it, but they seemed not to be sacrificing it with sincerity. And remember, when you murdered a man and were therefore accusing each other concerning it, and Allah wanted to expose what you were hiding. We therefore said, strike the dead man with a part of the sacrificed cow. This is how Allah will bring the dead to life, and he shows you his signs so that you may understand. So these are the beautiful words in which the Holy Quran describes this beautiful event, this beautiful incident of the most expensive cow of the world. Now, what do we learn from it? What moral lessons can we derive out of here? There are various Madani pearls of guidance that we can derive from this beautiful event. One of them is that whatever possessions and belongings the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave behind, they hold a lot of blessings. You see, the pious man left only one calf, only one baby cow behind, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much blessings in it for his heirs that they earned abundant of wealth by the virtue of it. Another lesson that we can learn from it is that the pious man, he left the calf under the protection of Allah Almighty, so his son could be helped when the son grows up. So we'll also learn that being affectionate towards children and leaving heritage behind the children is also a good practice, and also the way of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also leave some heritage behind for our children if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to do so. So whenever we can, we shall also ensure and try to leave some heritage behind for our children and follow the command of Sharia and ensure that we divide the heritage equally amongst all the offspring, all the children of ours as it is prescribed in the Sharia. We shall not prioritize one over the other. In fact, we shall act upon the command of Sharia, and we shall distribute our inheritance amongst all our children equally as we are prescribed by the Sharia. Furthermore, we also come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance in abundance from the unseen to those who are obedient and serve their parents. From unseen sources, we can't even imagine of those sources. We can see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed an orphan child with so much prosperity, someone who had only one calf, one baby cow. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with prosperity and wealth just by the virtue of him being obedient to his mother, just by the virtue of him being pious and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining pious and serving his mother. So we come to know that we should also serve our parents, remain obedient to them if we also want any kind of blessings in our sustenance as well. Another beautiful lesson, what we learn from it is that whenever any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealed upon us and we are asked to do something, we shall never argue in it. We shall never debate in it. As Bani Israel, they were commanded, they were ordered to slaughter a cow. Now, they could have slaughtered any cow and the command would have been fulfilled. But they kept arguing and asking questions in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they made things difficult for themselves, and the purpose for which they were slaughtering the cow, that would have been fulfilled, that would have been met, but they made life difficult for themselves. They kept asking questions in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and eventually the command for the specific cow, which it turned out to be, it became very difficult for them to look for one. And at the end of the day, when they finally found the cow, they had to pay enormous amount of money to get hold of that cow before they could slaughter it and fulfill their purpose. So we come to know that we shall never ever argue or fall into any kind of debates when it comes to following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, we also come to know that whoever leaves his children under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes them through such means which are even beyond one's imagination, which are even beyond one's intellect. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall also solely believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have firm faith in him, and we shall all leave all our matters on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the dependency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same should be the case with our children, that we should leave our children under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall leave some heritage behind for our children and make sure that we try to strive to become pious. We try to strive to serve our parents, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We will see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being showered upon us from unseen sources, from such sources which would be beyond our imagination, which would be beyond the comprehension of our intellect. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, beautiful story and beautiful message it contains for us, that try to be pious and serve your parents. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, blessings and prosperity will be for you. So this is all for today, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In today's episode, we covered the topic, the story of the most expensive cow of the world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will bring another fascinating and interesting story for our viewers of Madani Channel. Until then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.